Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Sociology in the News. My name is Jordan.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Forrest.
And as we're reaching the end of January, some of you might know or heard the term dry January. So recently, a sociologist, Tressie McMillan Cotton, recently published on New York Times talking about how dry January is often associated with these binary ideas of either right, wrong, clean, dirty, and all these interesting ways we wouldn't think about it.
Have you guys ever participated in Dry January?
I'm actually participating now.
How's it going?
Yeah, how's it going?
Well, I did break it once to sing karaoke, and I did White With Arms Wide Open from Creed, in case you're
interested. Oh, I remember that. It was wonderful. Question.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a recording out there somewhere. But anyway, I felt like in that environment, I couldn't sing karaoke without like some liquid courage. So I did break my dry January. And as far as this binary goes, it felt like I had sinned or disappointed someone out there, the dry January gods, for breaking this oath or promise. So yeah, it was weird to it'd be so arbitrary and trivial, but since I had set up this binary of myself that I wanted to be clean this month, then I did kind of weirdly feel dirty the next day. And I'm going to try now. I have ask for forgiveness to whoever I needed to, and try to make it until
this
February
seems like a
1st.
Very big venting session.
Yes.
But I was there for your performance. It was great.
Thank you.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
So if when February comes around and people ask, did you complete dry January, mm-hmm. what's your response to that?
Yeah, that's a interesting point that she brings up, that it's like correlated with this type of clean living. And to be clean means like a almost like teetotaler, and you can't like have a night where you just kind of pause it. You know, it's like it's all or nothing, and I think that really, I would tell people I did participate, but I do feel like I would maybe need to make the caveat that like, well, I broke it once. You know, although I still went like 4 weeks and had
you'd probably try
once.
To. Yeah. Kind of explain why and try to make yourself sound less.
Right, because then they say, oh, karaoke, that makes sense. There has to be a good enough reason why you can't just be like, I was at home on a Tuesday night and I just wanted some wine. Like, wow, that wasn't good enough.
Yeah. Well, as Tressie notes, that kind of anything that becomes popular tends to be, has its own politics to a certain extent. Kind of explaining how that the language we use to talk about clean living in this sense generally is surrounded by these ideas of what's right or wrong. And sometimes, when there's always somebody who's clean, there's always going to be somebody who's dirty. And that kind of feeds into a lot of other issues we see going on in society.
It reminds me of these other like morally charged trends in society surrounding like healthy living, like exercise, nutrition, skincare, and it's like all of these things are promoted online so much and on social media. Like we see these like perfect lifestyles of like waking up and exercising and having your like smoothie that gives you all these nutrients, and then you see like I think when you consume that content you have this image of what like the perfect healthy lifestyle is, and if you're not like attaining that, you're this the other side of the binary. Mm-hmm. You're like dirty, and yeah.
But it also brings a really interesting point, because a lot of people who do dry January tend to use THC a little bit more, which is switching drinking for CBD or something like that actually solve any problems? In industry, but kind of start other problems in another industry. And it's really interesting to think about how you know, it's not so, it actually isn't so black and white.
Mm-hmm. And like, who creates the line of what is morally right or wrong?
Or thinking of people who are doing it because of financial reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, they say, oh, I'll save so much money not buying drinks, but then they'll buy other stuff too. So it kind of goes into the idea of consumption and those kind of patterns that go along with it.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to February 1st.
You'll no longer be known as dirty.
Yeah. Just my normal self.
Thanks for listening to the Society Pages podcast. Be sure to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and check out our website at thesocietypages.org.